Epilogue, a happy ending. The local newspapers were interested in Linda and Mark's part in the story. They said that the two teenagers were the real crime busters. Mark and Linda became instant celebrities, and Mark was offered money for his photos. Soon, they were receiving lots of calls and emails asking for interviews. After receiving telephone calls at all hours of the day and night, and having reporters push microphones in their faces, Linda began to understand why famous people hate the media. They decided not to answer their mobile phones and stay in their houses. Then a famous weekly magazine offered Mark and Linda a lot of money for an exclusive story. The two friends enjoyed retelling the entire story to the reporter. Photographs were taken of them around Penmarron, at the beach, the police station, the tea house and the mansion. When the story was published the following Saturday, it was a great success. The villagers were delighted. Penmarron had great publicity, which was good for tourism. And the village was famous at last. They had been very disappointed when Julia's film was cancelled and their chances of fame had disappeared. Mark and Linda had free drinks and scones in the tea house and smiles from all the villagers. The butcher's wife told tourists in the village that the blood used by Linda for her murder scene was from one of her best fillet steaks. Mark and Linda thought about writing a book called The Mystery of Mrs. Landsman. However, there were soon new stories in the newspapers, and Mrs. Landsman was quickly forgotten. Mark and Linda knew their book might take a long time to write and would never become a bestseller. Finally, they abandoned their idea. They had something much more interesting to concentrate on, their own story, which hopefully would have a much happier ending.